This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
It's time for our weekly climate conversation. So I'm going to ask you a question. Do you sniffle and sneeze when pollen counts jump? Well, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has a little bad news for you. The CDC says it is possible that as the climate changes, pollen seasons will last longer and pollen concentrations will be larger. Here to talk about the effect of climate change on our allergies is Dr. Juanita Mora. She's an allergist with the Chicago Allergy Center and a spokesperson for the American Lung Association. Welcome, Dr. Mora.
Always a pleasure to be with you guys.
So I want to get right into it. How does the climate of the Chicago region affect pollen levels?
Factor number one is that there's more pollen than ever due to increased carbon dioxide levels. What happens is that carbon emissions cause carbon dioxide levels to rise in the atmosphere. When we have increased carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere, that fuels greater growth of the actual plants and greater pollen production as well, too. Second factor is rising temperatures with climate change as well, too. Because we have warmer temperatures, we have overlapping allergy seasons. So normally we think of trees in the spring, grass in the summer, weeds in the fall. But because we have warmer temperatures, then our allergy seasons are starting sooner and they're lasting longer.
Oh, that's great news.
Yes.
If I can ask, what do these longer and more intense pollen seasons mean for people with allergies?
What it means is we're seeing symptoms definitely that are a lot harder and hitting people who normally don't have any symptoms. So I'm seeing full generations of families coming in, and they're coming in with more severe nasal congestion, more severe postnasal drip, some breaking out in hives, some with allergic asthma symptoms as well, too. Now in the fall that we're in ragweed season, mm-hmm. I'm seeing it a whole lot more. So that's one thing, especially as kids and adults are outdoors as the fall season starts hitting.
So is it possible that I might not have allergies, but with the higher levels of pollen, maybe I have other health conditions that might make me or make other people more sensitive to when the pollen level gets really high?
Absolutely. So having, for example, underlying asthma or COPD or emphysema or any underlying history of chronic sinusitis will make you a little bit more sensitive to increased pollen levels in the atmosphere. And it's such a small particle. It's 1/30th the strand of a hair goes directly right through our nose, through our airways, and down into the smallest actual airways of our lungs. So it's circling all throughout, causing histamine release and all these symptoms.
The way you put that, it sounds super unpleasant. All right. So let's talk a little bit about relief. What do you recommend for people with severe seasonal allergies?
So these are things that I always give as tips to my patients. One, making sure they sleep with the windows closed rather than windows open. Two, after they've been outdoors all day at the park, outdoor event, working out, or even working, coming back, taking a shower, changing their clothes so they don't go to bed with all that pollen on them. And third thing, driving with the windows closed rather than windows open. I know it's beautiful weather, but if you think about it, all the pollen sitting on our windshield comes right in through our windows and into our little bodies as well, too, causing more symptoms.
Dr. Juanita Mora works with the Chicago Allergy Center. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. And please contact me with any questions.